The morning.
Whenever I have led a Bible study, I've always invited the group to watch and study Jesus. Our baptism into his life has made us his icons in the world. So it's by analyzing his movements and his words that we begin to understand a little bit of something of who we are, as well as who we are becoming as we mature into a fuller image of the Christ. This morning, we see him moving outside of the ordinary and opposite the place he called home, Galilee. By his very presence, he expands the kingdom of God, of all that is good. And he is immediately met by a tortured soul, a man possessed by demonic forces. Luke tells us he is living a life of death, which is no life at all, among the tombs in the graveyard. Jesus arrives and asks this man a crucial question: what is your name? We each have a name. And if you were born and raised in the South, like I was, you also have a nickname, a name that only a few close friends and family use. Our names provide us with our identity, how we see ourselves, and how we choose for others to see us. Without a name, identity is fluid, and the consequence of that is the loss of our humanity, our personhood, our soul. The man possessed by spiritual forces of death and all kinds of wickedness responds to Jesus' question in the only way he knows how. His entire personality has been taken over by forces that strangle his humanity, shear off his personality, and establish the basest and lowest levels of himself as his identity. I wrote this yesterday, and I got up this morning, and I'm living in Mount Vernon Flats, and as I came to the church this morning, I was struck by all the people who are leaving the shelters and to be on the streets today. How many people, so many people, for whom forces have strangled their humanity, sheared off their personality, and driven them to be at the basis of who they truly are. But the man said his name was Legion. And the use of the name Legion, which describes a Roman military formation of a multitude, is significant in Luke's gospel because its meaning lies in the depths of the man's despair. You see, this man was living in a place where he had no authority of his own. He was living at the very bottom of the well, surrounded by all this stuff on him and over him. But he met Jesus, God's anointed one, the Christ. And the Christ has the authority over the powers of destruction and death. And so neither our perceptions regarding reality, you know, some of us want to argue whether or not demons exist, whether or not the man could have been possessed, or whether or not the man was mentally ill. And none of those arguments should detract from the fact that the man is dead. He's living among the dead. He is living dead. Can you say zombie? He is overwhelmed by all that is anti-life. Life in the Greek. That word, eternal, that's the same word that's used for eternal life. It's Zoe. It's the life of God. And only God in Christ has the answer. So here is an out of the ordinary question for us this morning. In this gospel reading today, who are we? Are we the one who is possessed by all sorts of cares and concerns, worries and anxieties that are ultimately self-defeating and life-defying? Things that overwhelm us and prevent us from knowing who we truly are? Do you want to answer the question? Consider what is first and foremost in your mind at any given time. Consider what keeps you awake at night, if indeed anything does. Conversely, are we the ones who have encountered the authority and the power held by Jesus Christ sometime in our life, but now we are afraid to take a risk and move beyond our ordinary ways of existing in the world? Can we go to the opposite side for just a brief moment of time? Can we go to hear, to listen, to connect? Can we actually allow Christ Jesus' reality to interpenetrate our own? Can we let Jesus rock our world? Jesus knew his identity as well as he knew the identity of the man, the tortured soul. He recognized this man, whom his countrymen called a madman. Jesus knew was actually a beloved of God. So Jesus speaks truth, commanding freedom, commanding healing, and commanding a restoration to community for the man. In our society today, we make a big deal about doing it our way and being all that for ourselves. But in fact, in this time, community was all there is. And even now, community is all there really is. The man's true name is like Jesus' name, Beloved. And Jesus Christ, whom God named Beloved at his baptism, shows his sovereignty over the powers that destroy human life. Nevertheless, there's always a propensity to fear. Like the man's countrymen, the power of God might rock our world so much it destroys the names we think we've made for ourselves. Because those names can't stand against the truth of the name God gives you, Beloved. Many, for example, believe that what they do is, in fact, who they are, but that's not true in Christ. So it can be terribly disconcerting to find the ladder we have climbed to the top on has been leaning against the wrong building. God always destroys our social order. It makes us uncomfortable. That's what it means to be people in the process of becoming human. The only true human is Jesus, the Christ. And you'll notice that human is living in a body connected to the divine. The social order of Jesus Christ, of God, is an order grounded in unconditional and self-sacrificing love, because love is all there is. So I ask you, church, what is your name? Who are you? We, you and I, are the redeemed ones, no longer bound by the inevitable consequences of our willful separation from the Holy One. We, you and I, are the reconciled ones. Now we are in the presence of God in the person of Christ. We are restored to our original relationship with God, and we joyfully and gratefully live into this relationship. That's what it means to walk in the Spirit. We are the beloved of God. And this is the good news for the world. You see, when we begin to be the many, M-A-N-Y, many, M-I-N-I, Christs, that we are, out there changes. That's what we're here for. We come together to be fed, to know and love God just a little bit deeper. Let Holy Spirit do that transforming work in us. And we go out there and we are Christ to the world. On Ascension Sunday, we heard Jesus tell the gathered disciples that they were to declare repentance, which is a change in heart and mind, and forgiveness, which is restoration back to the divine, to declare these in his name and in his nature to all nations. You see, his name bears a nature of healing, of restoration to community, of liberation and hope for all peoples. And that's what he brought in today's gospel. That's what he brings for all times. And when we are many Christs, that's what we are bringing to the world. We are privileged to accept and to carry so great a gift. Thanks be to God. Amen.